Kalim chapter 22, Mishnah 10. Now, Asla, a toilet seat. So in those days, well, you see the toilet seat he's going to talk about, it had an iron frame, and then it had a piece of leather in between, and the leather had a hole in it. And then obviously they put like a chamber potty or something underneath. So Asla, tma midras, utma mace. It is susceptible to midras impurity and corpse impurity. Pasha, if you take off the leather, or you detach the two pieces, ha'or tmei midras, the leather still retains its status as midras impurity because you're still able to sit on the leather. V'ha'barzel, but the iron part, tamei tmei meis, is not susceptible to midras impurity because you can't sit on it anymore. And now it is only susceptible to other sorts of impurities. Ha'traskal, a folding chair, shechipo shel or, that's also got an overlay of leather. It's a similar, same kind of thing. Got a structure that the leather was attached to form the seat. Tamei midras or tamei meis, it is susceptible to both kinds of impurities. Parish, if you take off the leather, you detach the thing. Ha'or tamei midras, the leather retains its midras impurity susceptibility because you can still sit on the leather. V'ha'traskal, but the structure itself, tahor miklum, it now becomes entirely pure because this structure without the leather is completely useless. There's absolutely nothing you could do with it without the leather. Safsalin, shibamirchatz, a bench in a bathhouse which had a stone slab, explains a piece of stone, and then it had two legs, right? So stone we know is ushteraglav shel eitz, and the two legs are made of wood. So as we know, stone is generally not susceptible to impurity. But in this case over here, tamei, it is susceptible to impurity because we actually look at as the legs are like the main part of it, and the stone is an attachment to the legs. And whatever is attached to something that's susceptible to impurity becomes itself susceptible to impurity. So this piece of stone would be susceptible. Achashel eitz v'achashel evan, if they make one of the legs out of stone as well. So you've got a stone slab, stone leg, and a wooden leg. So now, tahor, it becomes pure because the majority of it now is stone, and it's functional even without the other wooden leg because you could lean it on something else. You could lean it against the wall or something. So now it becomes pure. Hanesarin shebemechatz, boards in a bathhouse, Shishigman, that he joined together, and explains the quote, he joined them professionally together. Rabbi Akiva Matama, Rabbi Akiva says they are susceptible to midras impurity because the bathers occasionally sat on these boards. V'chachamim Matarin, but the rabbis disagree. They say that these boards were there only to allow the water to flow out, and so the bathers could avoid the flowing water. So it doesn't explain exactly where these boards were, right? But they were like a bridge or something like that, where the water could flow. Or they stood on them. Yeah, I mean, it's something that they stood on, or where the water could flow underneath them, and they wouldn't be dirtied by the water. So these boards, he says, because they occasionally sat on them, that's the machlokas, the bathers. They weren't made for sitting on, but occasionally they sat on them, and hence the machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachomim. So the Chachomim hold they were only made for the water to flow beneath them. Kankelin, a fumigation cage, which was a utensil that had holes in it, and they would put things in it, clothes, for example. Shiesh by base kablas ksus, that had a opening there for clothes, so and they would fumigate it. They would light a fire or something underneath it, and they would fumigate the clothes in this cage. Tmeh, this is susceptible to impurity. But if it's made like a beehive, meaning that it was open at the top and the bottom, they would light a fire below, it would pass all the way through and smoke the clothes that were above it, or fumigate the clothes, tohara. So this is pure. So again, it doesn't bring up exactly why they were smoking the clothes. I would assume maybe they wanted to get rid of, you know, like maybe insects, lice, or something like that. But they used this. Yeah, they're smoking their socks. But they used it to. If they needed to smoke the clothes, this was a device that they used to smoke the clothes.